Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes bei der Zara, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Oivet Kechavim, and Oivet Kechavim, Shayamavir im Yisrael, who was moving together with a Yid, Kadayayin, and jugs of wine, Mimakim Lamakim, from place to place. The Yid hired this Oivet Kechavim to move the jugs, and the Yid came along with him. Im Haya Becheskas HaMishtamir, if the wine was left with a chazaka that was being watched. In other words, the Oivet Kechavim thinks the Yid could show up any minute. Even if he walked away, I can't take a chance and touch the wine. What if suddenly, oh no, he's here, he caught me. Now, here's the rule. This is the klal. The main thing is that the Yid should not say to the Oivet Kechavim, all right, I'm going to be going away for a while. So even if he actually leaves, but as far as the Oivet Kechavim is concerned, he may show up any second. He's going to be scared to touch it. And therefore, mutter. The wine is mutter. Yevet Yechavim doesn't know how far the Yid went. Now, im haidia, if for whatever reason the Yid told him, shu maflik, well, I'm going to be going far. And the Yid stayed away long enough, kedei sheyishtoim v'yistoim v'yigoyv. For the Yevet Yechavim, sheyishtoim, to make a hole in the seal of the barrel, the yistoim, and then he had time to seal the hole, the yigoyv, and there was time to allow it to dry, and all of this before the Yid comes back. Let's try to understand what the wine barrels in the times of the Mishnah looked like. We imagine a barrel that has like a flat top. But these barrels, they had like a neck and a round hole at the top. So what protected the wine? What did they cover the hole with? The answer is clay or plaster. They would smear it around the neck and over the top. That was the kind of cap they had. And when it dried, they would seal the barrel. Now, when I want to use the wine, what do? I have to break off the sealed cap. And you couldn't reattach it. It wasn't like the cap on a soda, screw it off and screw it back on. Now, this seal is called a magufa. What you could do is, you can drill a hole in the cap to pour the wine through. And you can close that hole by putting on more clay or more plaster on top of it. Now, there was enough time over here. When this Yid told the Eved Kechavim, listen, I'm going down the road to the barn house, whatever he said. But the Eved Kechavim knows that there's enough time over here for him to make the hole in the cap, replaster the hole, and it can still dry. So by the time the Yid comes back, he wouldn't know anything. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I'm not worried about this. The Yid would have to be away for a much longer period of time. He would have to be away long enough, kedei sheyiftach, long enough for the Eved Kechavim to open and take off the seal. V'yagoyf, make a new seal, v'sigav, and allow that to dry. Now that takes longer than just drilling a hole. How come Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not worried he's not going to drill a hole and then cover it up? And the answer is, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you can tell if someone drilled a hole. He won't do that. Think about this. The seal stays on top. He drills a hole in the side and covers it with plaster. When the Yid eventually takes off the cover, he'll look inside. He'll be able to tell on the other side that there was a hole from the inside. The only way to cover his tracks is to remove the whole cap and make a completely new one. And that's going to take a lot more time. So only if the Yid was away long enough for this to take place, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, would the wine be aser. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. Oivet Kechavim that was working for a Yid and they were carrying jugs of wine from one place to the other. In the middle of the Yisrael walked away, left the Oivet Kechavim alone. Mishnah told us that it was Becheskas HaMishtaber, meaning he never told the Oivet Kechavim how far he's going. So it's Mutter, even though the Yid was away for a long time. Because the Oivet Kechavim was scared to touch it. For all he knows, the Yid can show up at any moment. If he let him know that he's going away far, and it was long enough for him to drill a hole, reseal it and dry it, Tanakhama says you can't use the wine because maybe that's what he did. Shimon ben Gamliel says no. He has to be away long enough to take off the whole cap, then to redo a whole cap with a seal. Just drilling a hole, even if he covers it from the outside, but later on when the Yid's going to take off the cap, we'll see from the inside there was a hole. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we're not worried he's going to do that. He would be scared to take the chance.